Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your love is fading.
Now, it's Jason and John's producer, Brad, sucks at sports gambling segment.
Brad, you suck at this.
My man Carson is the worst gambler I've ever heard, bro.
It's time to fade Brad. Fade Brad on 92.9.
All right, so just to set this up, because you're going to get some different numbers at different places we've used entire time since this started with Jontay Porter, FanDuel.
Official sportsbook partner, 929.
Yeah, that's Jason's endorse.
That's exactly right. So, and because I don't have one, it makes sense to just use the one.
We're working on that,
have.
By the way.
Thank you.
We're trying to get that done.
Thank you very much. It's much appreciated. I mean, it'd be nice to get something back from them, considering how much I give to them.
I was thinking the same thing.
But, yes, we've been using FanDuel throughout the playoffs. We're going to continue to use FanDuel right now. FanDuel has this number lined at Celtics -1, -108. They also, I believe, have money line here, because I mean, again, you're talking about the same thing. Money line is -112. So, you know, this is a pick 'em basically, right?
Yeah, it is.
If you're gonna, before you give your pick, Brad.
Yeah. No, let's lay this whole thing out. I mean, it's the game tonight.
I would recommend, if you're gonna play the Celtics, you just play money line.
Yeah.
And if you're going to play the Mavericks, you would just play the +1.
Okay, thank you for this.
So again,
this is a help of the gamblers and the non-gamblers.
Because, you know,
you're basically there is what you're saying if you're picking
one. It's a 4-cent difference between 08 and 12, and you don't have to worry about a push if you win.
Yeah.
I'm not tripping over 4 cents, right? I'm just not.
Yeah.
So, as opposed to the Mavericks, if you think it might be like that kind of a game, you know, you'd like to have that 1 point in your pocket, you know, just for the you know, opportunity to push, right? And I'm not running to the window, oh, -104, I got to bet the Mavs here. This is unbelievable. I don't think it is. With that being said, Brett, what are you thinking?
All right, so tonight, let me just read from the AP story right at the front of the research project that I put together, which is essentially going and typing in ESPN.com and clicking on the game. It says here, quote, "It's over." That's what the numbers say. There will be a record-setting 18th championship for the Boston Celtics, which is why the late Jerry West had to pass, because he didn't want to see that. Sorry, too soon.
So soon.
He was 86. It's okay.
Yeah, I guess it was time. As Jeff pointed out,
I don't know if it was time.
Well, but I didn't even know he was sick.
Well, I don't know if he was. I mean, right?
Well,
just 86. You just kind of
old age.
Yeah, I
didn't mean to bring Jerry West into this, but I mean, he's a Celtics hater.
He didn't want to see this.
For the
he did not want to see. Literally,
let me give a PR emergency crisis statement.
Thank you.
It is not the view of the Jason and John show.
I'm sorry.
It was, quote, time.
No,
quote,
I shouldn't have said that. And rest in peace, Jerry West. Like, I wasn't trying to be disrespectful.
Yeah, he could have. Certainly, he's lived for as long as he would have liked.
Yeah, let him live to 104. I don't give a, you know,
right.
I wish he would have. But so again, unfortunately, he didn't come to see the 18th championship for the Boston Celtics.
That was a
misspeak there.
From Brad, and we apologize.
It was out of run. We're in between games here. There's a lot of days. I don't get as much run at this.
End statement.
Thank you. 3-0 lead for the NBA Finals, a lead that has never been wasted in any NBA series, as y'all have pointed out. And it also, according to the really in-depth ESPN analytics predictor, 59% for the Celtics on this one. This one is going to be a, and I'm going to go ahead and do it in the pick tonight, too. We're picking money line Boston, straight up. Boston to get the Mavericks, end this thing, and put us out of our misery in what's been a kind of a lackluster, right? Am I overstating it that this has been a kind of a crappy finals?
Well, it's 3-0. I mean, I do think the games have been more competitive and intense than the ultimate tally would show. But,
yeah
I mean, there's a difference in class here.
Yeah.
There's no denying that part of it.
Yep.
Now, I will say this. So, Brad has Boston money line minus 112. I always say this. Teams in these series and in these formats, right, when they are starting to steamroll, it feels like they will never lose, right?
And we're prisoner of the moment.
And it feels like the team that's losing can never win.
Well, and Fat Luka, too, didn't look good. He got, you know, fouled out of the game. Like, the last we saw of Mavericks, watch them come back and be world beaters. But I didn't, right.
And that, the NBA playoffs is weird like that,
it
right?
Is.
The NBA finals are weird like that. And I will say I have faded you.
Oh, tonight? You faded me?
I faded him tonight.
Oh, you're running Mavericks. This is a surprise.
I got the Mavs +1.
I didn't feel good about my last pick because you were riding with me. Now you're riding against me.
Yeah, now I'm riding against you. You know, listen, do I love it? I don't, because my eyes tell me, no doubt about it, that's a stupid bet.
Predictively, you would think that it'd go the other way at least once.
Exactly. Like, are they really just going to beat him every single time?
Right.
Like, are they just going to, you know... You kind of feel like, okay, they cut it to 2.
Yeah.
You know, Jaylen Brown hit that big mid-range shot. If Luka doesn't foul out, again, these are all things you're trying to turn over. If you're trying to get to the Mavericks, these are things you're thinking about.
If you're doing that, you should parlay something with it, though, right? Like a Luka over or a Kyrie to go off?
You could, you know, or I could just let them figure it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just straight
up. I don't model player prop totals, right, Brad. You know, we're going to work on that.
You're a professional. Thank you.
Yeah.
Jason, are you with me or against me?
I'm actually with you. I'm afraid you're going to finish it off on a little bit of a heater here.
Well, hey, at least we would have been successful for the whole season.
No, the listener, again, provided they've played every single bet opposite of you, is winning.
Yeah, they're up.
Tonight is just,
gravy.
Crack open a bottle of wine, enjoy it, you win.
Right.
Now, how many people do I think did that?
One.
It takes a lot of dedication. Because here's what I think probably happened. People jumped in random times. They got random picks. And they're, you know.
Yeah.
But we've been here every day.
Yeah, every day.
So
from the beginning. Very beginning, as Woj would say.
And listen, I saw the ratings. I know that you guys are absolutely locked in for Fade Brad. So we're bringing this back. Yeah, and hopefully you take some lessons, right, like the ones y'all say Luka's trying to learn here, and you come back next year and you stick with us every single day. Maybe we'll put a time on it this time and say every day at 12:50.
Sure.
That's pretty much what it's been.
You know, but it has been that. I mean, you guys know the cadence by now. But, yes, I expect the same next year. I don't think you're going to take the offseason all of a sudden and become some winner over the postseason.
No.
What's going to change?
No,
still
and I think,
go to GameCast.
According to FanDuel, I'm as bad on any sport as the NBA.
No, that's true. Now, I mean, we've thought about bringing you in for some college football.
No, that's dangerous.
But I kind of like the idea of the postseason.
Yeah.
And it just kind of, you know what I'm saying, winning over this contained amount of time.
I agree.
You know, I kind of like that.
I agree with you.
It feels like a good spring tradition for the show.
So, as far as a bonus pick, if I might.
Please do.
If I'm rolling with the Celtics, I think that there's going to be a clear MVP in this series, and his name is Jaylen Brown. And tonight, he will cement that. Jaylen Brown will cement that MVP trophy that he will receive. And you know what? Jason Tatum will be cool with it. He'll say, you know what? I've learned to be a leader. I don't need to win every damn thing. I don't need to talk. I don't even need to talk at all, Jaylen Brown. Take your MVP. Jaylen Brown over 24.5 tonight.
All right. Well, there you have it. I mean, Jason Tatum feels like he's pretty much just cool with anything, doesn't he? Like, he'll just whatever. He's just there.
As long as he gets the ship, he says.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's who's going to win it, I think.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, look at that. I think Brad came with the absolute chalkiest plays. That
super
you could I mean, that's
America Square, bro.
Look, chalk can win. Chalk can win. But that's what, I mean, again, that's, you would agree, Jason, that those two picks are the square picks of the day.
There's no question about that.
So,
I mean, Jalen's going way over.
Yeah, I mean, and everybody's going to think he's going to, you know, the same. Mm-hmm. I don't say this as an insult.
No, none taken. We call it fake, Brad. You heard the listeners.
He's America's square. You can't insult him.
Did you hear the listeners in the drop? They say you're the SEest. Yeah. You know, like, none taken.
It's popular vote, man. It's popular vote. It's hard. It's a hard bet to make to hit Dallas when I've been on Boston every game this year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know what you're doing.
I'm just playing the probabilities of it.
I think that you're playing math. You're playing
one
math.
Game. Yeah. Yeah.
You're not playing
and
what
I'm getting
your eyes
them
are
as
telling
an underdog
you.
At home. Like, again, they may not win. They may not. But I kind of feel like they have one shot, one punch, you know?
Betting question for you. You're a serious gambler, okay? How often
investor.
How often do you gamble and you go, think about this for a second. Despite what my eyes tell me, I'm going with probabilities on this game. How often do you do
that? That's happening today.
But how often do you do it in your normal gambling life? Where you go, my instincts tell me to vote this, but I'm not going to.
I did it in the Super Bowl when I bet the 49ers.
Yep.
I did it in the round before that when it was Ravens.
Okay,
divisionals. Ravens, and
yep.
I bet the Ravens. Mm-hmm. It's rare. It's
okay,
rare.
Okay.
But, I mean, that's because I – honestly, like, you see the Chiefs. I was on the Chiefs against the Bills, and I was like, you know, you're not stopping Patty this year. And I'm like, well, you know, then you see this defense that the Baltimore Ravens are throwing out there, and it's like, this may be the team that's built to do it. And then, of course, the 49ers were the best team in the entire planet. They were up 10-0, but, you know, in the end, it was just 15. It was just Superman puts his cape on, and they make a play, and, you know, that's the thing. You can't. And coming into the playoffs, or at least these finals, I said that may be Luka. Luka may be Mahomes.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's not Mahomes. He's Jared Goff.
Yeah, maybe so.
I mean, that's the, you know, is he Trevor Lawrence? I don't know. I don't know who is.
No, those guys don't have to play defense, so.
Yeah.
Well, Luka doesn't either.
He has to. That's the
issue.
He needs to play a little defense. Did you see the beginning of the game? He actually played defense, and then he stopped playing defense.
He opted out like COVID.
Gee, many Christmas, bro.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know who his quarterback comparison would be, you know, it ain't Mahomes. He ain't that guy yet. He ain't that guy.
So we're rolling Celtics tonight.
Yeah, so Fade Brad would be under Jaylen Brown, 24.5, and the Dallas Mavericks money line. So good luck to anybody that is going to take that journey. It will be a treacherous one, difficult
very
one.
Very treacherous.
But I feel very confident at the absolute least that you will push, which will be relative to Juice, it will be a loss. He will lose. He will go 1-1 tonight. I don't know which one of the ones is going to win and which one of the ones is going to lose. Yeah, but I don't think Brad swept yet. I don't think Brad's had a sweep with these bonuses.
I don't think so.
So, anyway, what's the tally?
He's 10 games under 500. That's great. 32-42-1.
32-42-1.
So you can't count the one as hitting, right? You're hitting at 56%.
56%.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a win.
42 out of 75.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, you're about, like I said, you're about, you know, 7 units, 8 units.
Yeah, we were 9.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I think when Game 5 is, Game 5 Sunday, we'll play it on the air. I think it's either Sunday or Monday.
I think it would be the 3-day break.
So it's the 14th? Yeah, it's on the 14th.
It'd be Monday.
The 14th, 17th. So it's
17th.
Monday.
Yeah,
Monday. So Monday would be Game 5 if there is a Game 5. We'll
if
have it.
Necessary.
If necessary. Yeah.
Before we get to Brevin, I will ask him about all of this, obviously. I did want to talk really quickly. I mentioned Trevor Lawrence. He is now, was it tied?
Yes, average annual salary tied with Joe Burrow for the most in the league at $55 million a year.
Yes.
After the news of his extension yesterday.
Yes, most people will, you know, again, you see this all the time. They just, like, they bristle when they see that, because how could Trevor Lawrence be the highest paid or tied for the highest paid? Not Mahomes, not, you know, Joe, not Josh Allen.
Yeah, Mahomes isn't even top 5.
Nope.
For average annual salary.
And he's making $500
million. Now, the length of contract, yep. I think, might put total value.
But that was finagled.
Mm-hmm.
That was finagled for that reason. But that's the market. I mean, we went through this with Derek Carr, right? We had this conversation. The market gets reset with quarterbacks who are up, and you have a choice. You can either play the Kirk Cousins game, like back in the Washington days, where you just kind of, and Dak too, right? You franchise him. You don't know. Do I want to commit? Do I want to give him the deal? And la la. And you play that tango and you do that dance, or you just you commit to him and you reset the market. You know, that's pretty much the way it goes with because there's only so many that can play the position well in the world. You know, I mean. Or you end up like a team like the Raiders that has no continuity, you know? And you guys?
Dude, what is crazy is Deshaun Watson's deal.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
Because Trevor's new contract makes him the 9th quarterback with $100 million or more fully guaranteed. Deshaun Watson's at the top of that list with $230 million. Burrow, you have to drop all the way down to $146.5 million.
Crazy.
Cleveland's giving him $230 million guaranteed, which is nearly $100 million more than Joe Burrow, Jackson, Herbert, all those guys. And what have they gotten out of it so far? Zero.
Mm.
Man.
Mm. Now, I will say this on Trevor.
This is unbelievable.
I do think Trevor. Trevor's a good quarterback. He did regress a little bit last year. I can't tell you why. You know, 2 years ago, he was, you know, putting together one of the great young quarterback seasons and, you know, was, you know, held his own, certainly against the Chiefs, was inside the 5-yard line, almost pulled that off. So it's, you know, it's definitely not ideal, the season he had last year, but I still do believe in him as a quarterback prospect. Again, off the season he had, you expected more, you know, trajectory. You know, you expected him to kind of like, all right, take off, be the perennial team.
Yeah.
They didn't even make the playoffs last year. They lost a must-win game to the Titans, who had nothing to play for other than it being Derrick Henry and Vrabel's last game, which I guess was something, but still, they were out of it, you know. And so I think that's definitely disappointing. But, I mean, I would do a lot myself to have Trevor Lawrence as my quarterback.
Course.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how you kind of have to look at it. Like, I'd pay him that, and I have no problem paying him that. Most teams in the NFL, I would say, would make the same decision. You know, even San Francisco, they had Brock Purdy, but imagine they had Trevor Lawrence in that system. Like, my God.
I will say, Ridley was barely over 1,000 yards last year. Evan Ingram was 963. Then you drop down to Christian Kirk. And
he got hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it hurt them. But my point is, he hasn't had the kind of studs.
No.
In terms of weapons that some of these other guys have had.
I mean, again, Mahomes is a...
Making a case for Trevor, that can still be
exactly.
That guy.
I mean, really, yes.
Hasn't had incredible weapons to throw to.
Yeah, Mahomes at least has Travis Kelce.
Right.
You know?
A Hall of Famer.
Right. And one of the best. And
look what he did in the playoffs after we'd ridden him off. Like, he came back and shined.
He almost, like, preserved himself.
Yeah.
You know, Jalen Hurts has Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. I mean...
Burrow.
Josh Allen is really the only one.
Josh now, yes, yeah. With no Stephon Diggs.
But he did have Diggs.
But he had Diggs, who helped him become Josh Allen.
Who was way better than anybody that Trevor's ever had.
Yes.
So.
And did Ridley re-sign with him? And he goes,
no, he's with the Titans.
So who was their one?
It's Christian again. And they drafted Brian Thomas. So, yeah, it's not enough.
No.
Not enough, but
especially when you look over at Houston and what they've got now,
yeah, bringing over you're Diggs, not keeping up with
and
the
what they already had.
Yeah, you've lost your way a little bit.
You really haven't done enough yet.
Oh, I think they're behind
Indy. Trevor.
I think they're behind Indy. I do.
I'm not going that far because we don't know enough on
Anthony. It's going to age well.
That's because you have all of his rookie cards and everything. You're just very hopeful about.
I think he's a beast. I think he's a beast.
And
I believe in Steichen.
Three games.
Okay, tell me he's healthy. He just Gardner Minshew was a pass away from going.
We don't even know if the dude can throw yet.
Oh, we know.
We don't know. We don't get to throw it a country mile. We don't know if he can hit anybody with any touch.
Oh, just wait. Just wait on it. AR going to have a hell of a year. I think they could win the division. I do, with Steichen and that scheme and AR. Oh, my God. Oh, it could be dangerous. It could get scary real quick.
No, they're not going to win the division. I'm going to go ahead and go out on that limb.
Look, hear me now,
Houston,
believe me later.
Houston, Jacksonville, too strong.
Hear me now, believe me later.
All right.
But, yeah, it's a hell of a division, and it doesn't get easier. And then Levis may be something. I don't know. You know? Hard to say.
Yeah, the jury's still out, but I have my
Didn't doubts. They beat the Dolphins?
I don't think they feel very good about it.
They were down 14 in the last 2 minutes and they ended up winning that damn game.
Yeah, the Dolphins were falling apart.
They were. But damn. You know, Levis does have some – he does have some dog
some
in him. You know, so I kind of like – I would like him in Vegas. That's at least something to get excited about, you know, as opposed to damn Aiden O'Connell, bro. Statue of Liberty back there. All right, we'll come back. Brevin Knight going to join us on the other side. Talk to him about the Grizz, the draft, and more. Stick around. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
We call him Mr. Keep It Real here on the Jason and John Show. He is Brevin Knight. Catch him on Grizzlies broadcast, on Bally, on the call. Also catch him on the Night Court podcast with Rob Fisher on Bluff City Media. Joins us now. Brevin, what's up, man? Long time no talk.
I know, man. What's going on? How y'all been?
Hey, things are good, man. Things are good. There's a lot to get to. We'll talk about the Grizz, talk about draft and all that. But first, I want to get your thoughts on, and yes, the first thing is the Celtics' dominance has been the story, but the other part of it has been Luka and his attitude and his decision-making. If you were his teammate, what are you telling him right now going into game four?
The biggest thing is just to play the game. Let the officials officiate, but just let his game do most of his talking. And I think the biggest thing that has derailed him is he got himself too caught up in the officiating and last basketball game that then affected all areas. We already know that he's not a fantastic defender, but at least the effort was there on that end to go along with the offensive side. There was just a lack of effort and want in game three from him. And so the antics, though, are something that's not new. It's just something that was very glaring in that game. And so, two games where Kyrie Irving struggled tremendously in Boston, and then you get a game now where Luka struggles, and that was something that hadn't happened in the playoffs until this finals, where you get both guys not showing up together.
What stood out to you most, BK, about this dominance, about Boston's run, and it could be here, but it's really been the entire run. I know a lot of it's been focused on they've caught some breaks with some injury issues on some other teams, but you cannot deny how dominant a team has been. What stood out to you most? Jaylen Brown, I just got to throw it out there to you. His emergence, the on-court leader in him, the it feels like he has leveled up, certainly from that standpoint. But in terms of what you're seeing, what stood out the most?
I think it was the game plan that the Celtics had and the adjustments. Because you think about it, they played against teams that have had major injuries, but they still are going to be the dominant team. Porzingis didn't play for the majority of the playoffs. He comes back, he's out again, and they're still able to dominate. I always thought for the Celtics it was just about when they looked across and saw another team that was healthy or a team that they respected enough, we would see that dominant team that we thought that they would be when they went through the playoffs. And so I don't think that the teams, the situations are what they are. They can't – nothing for them to do with that. They didn't – was nothing of their doing. So they beat the teams they had to beat. And then when you put a team like Dallas in front, we see them clicking on all levels. But they also just made some strategic moves in terms of inverting their bigs and putting Drew Holiday on the baseline. Yep. Or sometimes putting Derek White on the baseline in that little dunker's position that gave them, made it be a smaller guy trying to help at the rim, but then also gave them some guys who were able to quickly finish or make another play. And so I thought that was huge. And then defensively, guarding the bigs with smalls. And so being able to switch on all those screen rolls, which effectively is taking away the lobs, which was a huge part of what Dallas wanted to do on the offensive end, and Dallas hadn't been able to combat it since game one. And so I thought it was the scheme that the Boston Celtics have been able to put forth to go along with what Jaylen Brown has done. But also I give Jason Tatum credit for being able to just continue to make the right plays.
Sure.
Like your entire life you've been known as a scorer. And in last game he finally was able to find a rhythm scoring. But to be able to just keep making the right play time and time again, is a credit to a guy who's a scorer by trade.
Yeah, there's no doubt, Brevin, that the scheme and the job that the Celtics staff has done has just been it's been remarkable. I mean, you think about the way that it wasn't just the lobs that they were winning by, it was a big part of it, but they also lived in the corner with PJ, and they have just I don't know how they've done it, but they've taken it away. They've only got up 9 threes from the corner in this entire series. They were averaging 9 a game against the Clippers, against the Thunder, and now again 9 total. Let me ask you this from the Dallas side, from the Jason Kidd side. You're down 3-0. We know the ugly history of teams that get down 3-0 in the NBA Finals. You don't come back to win. But there have been teams that have won a Game 4, that have maybe forced a Game 5 or a Game 6. Schematically, is it just like it is what it is at this point, and there's no more chess moves we can make? We just have to hope that we make more shots, or they miss more shots, or is there something that you think they may still have in their bag to try and do something and get one in this series?
Unfortunately, their offense is predicated on those two guys being able to either be good individually or at least draw help that then let the other guys be good. And because they haven't been consistent, then they haven't found a rhythm for the other guys. And so you would like to say a little bit more movement on the offensive end. Not so many dribbles when you have the basketball, because you're playing against a really good defensive team. You need them to move. So whether it is throwing the ball, playing a little bit faster, throw the ball ahead, let guys get ahead of the defense to be able to score. But the biggest thing for them to be different is they will have to do a little bit more moving on the offensive end, less dribbling, more passing. Not a part of their DNA. So at the end of the day, sometimes we say matchups are not good. And this has just been a not good matchup. But I would expect there's just usually in these closeout games, you don't want it to happen on your floor. You don't want somebody popping bottles in your locker room. And so I think they'll come out and be able at least to get tonight. But after tonight, I think Boston has just too much for them to overcome.
Brevin, is there another level for look? Because I've heard some criticism from others, heck, even here on the show we were talking about, in terms of Luka and taking care of the body. And I realize, you know, some of these injuries may have nothing to do with that, but especially when he plays poorly, you see a lot of, well, he's out of shape. This is an out-of-shape Luka and everything else. Like, it comes back out then. When you watch him, do you see a guy, whether it's, you know, a lot of this has been effort on defense and you're not being committed, but do you see a guy that needs to take better care of his body if he's going to reach, you know, the next level or whatever it is? Is it something that sticks out to you, or is this gonna, you know, can Luka be dominant, you know, at this size for the rest of his career, or you know, this size?
See, for me, I go the other way. I don't think it's a physical situation. I think it's more mental than anything, and that he can go out and chisel his body, become better, get in shape, but if mentally you don't change in terms of playing through contact, not exaggerating, understanding that effort on the defensive side has to come every game, every night, especially when you get to the NBA Finals. And you're not going to make every shot. I know he took the 27 shots. If they're your shots and they're just not going down, that's fine. But that can't affect every other part of the game. So for me, I think physically, you would like to be in as good a shape as you could be in. But the bigger thing is mentally, him being prepared for what it would take for a star of his caliber to continue to carry your team when the stakes are this high.
Is it something that you think a run like the one that the Mavericks are on here? I mean, they were not perceived before the preseason began as some, you know, favorite to make the NBA Finals. They were a 5 seed. Now they got fortunate, just like you have to do. Boston got fortunate, right? I mean, everybody talks about Boston. Mavs got fortunate too. Now Kawhi was not himself in that first series. I mean, they basically shut him down. True. Is it something that you look at though, as a fan of the Grizzlies, as someone that's hoped for the bounce back? You say, listen, that's how it can happen, right? I mean, that's how it can look. Whether you're a 3, a 5, whatever, you know, you catch a couple breaks, take advantage. You could be right there in the finals with a roster that was not, again, you know, perceived to be this championship pedigree.
Well, that's the reason why you always say you want to at least be in the game. Like if you're there, then you give yourself that opportunity. It's when you're not there, you don't know what happens. When you have to win 4 games, 7-game series, as you said, injuries are a part of it. People not being – teams getting hot, guys shooting the ball well. That's what P.J. Washington, Derrick Jones Jr., that's what they did. They got hot at the right time and were able to knock down shots. So it is timing. It's a lot of factors that go into it. And so if you're a Grizzlies fan, you should definitely be encouraged for where the league. Number one, look at the teams that are making it there and how this Grizzlies team can stack up to everyone else through the league. This is no longer just a 2-3-team NBA. This is there are 10 teams that can do it if things go their way. And I think the Grizzlies are one of those teams in that same position. And so some things have to happen, of course, this summer to put them in a better position. But if you're a Grizzlies fan, I would be nothing but encouraged about what the future looks like.
I'm just curious, Brevin, just philosophically, are you a draft need first guy or draft a best available player at that spot guy?
I am a draft need if the player is good.
That works.
I mean, don't just draft a knee position just because somebody's tall or because they're athletic. But you would draft what's the best player that is there. And so, but they have some decision to make. There's a huge need, of course, for a center.
Yes, sir.
Whether it's in the draft, whether it's a current NBA player, where you do a trade of some sort. But I think first and foremost, that is an area that has to be addressed this offseason.
Real quick, I'm curious because you spent 12 years in the league, and when, you know, a lot of times we hear, you know, guys that can't wait for the season to end, especially if not in the playoffs, you're going to go on vacation. But I realize, too, when you're that level of pro, Brevin, you're spending a lot of that off season, right, whether it's on your body, whether it's on your game. I'm just curious if there were a percentage of off season that you spent, like, on skill development, on your game. You know, when I'm thinking about guys, you know, we've watched Desmond Bane add something to his game every offseason. And I'm just curious how much time you spent in the off seasons, how much time you think your average NBA guy should be spending off seasons on game, on his game.
Well, it's one of the things I kick myself still at this point is because I played a lot of basketball. When I was at that point, I didn't work out.
I got you.
I didn't get in the gym and change a lot of things. It was almost a level of complacency to be good at the things you did, but not step outside of that. And
wow.
and because of that, I'd never really reached my full potential in the NBA. Even when you say play 12 years, I never did, and that is something that I did, and so it's no one else but myself. And so I feel bad that I didn't push myself in that way. But I think that most guys take about a month off mm-hmm. when the season is over. Now you still do maybe some light physical things, but nothing of stress. And then you start to ramp up month by month. Now for me, it was just playing basketball. Like I just wanted to play every day. Guys would come up and say, "We're going to work out in the morning and play in the afternoon and the evening." I'm like, well, I'll be on a golf course and I'll be ready to play in the evening. But I would think if you want to be good and you want to continue to excel, then that's the wrong mindset to have in that way. And so I would hope that more guys would just take the month or so to relax and then slowly ramp yourself up to where you're ready to go at training camp.
Hey, Brevin, man, great stuff
as
always.
Thank you so much, Brevin.
Thanks for the time.
Man, good talking to you fellas. Have a good one.
Yes, too, brother. Sir. He is Brevin Knight. Joins us here on the show. Appreciate
honestly,
his time.
I didn't expect to hear that answer.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
He didn't do enough of it.
Well, that's why we call him Mr. Keep It Real.
He always does.
You know what I mean?
He sure does.
I mean, that's just the facts of the matter. We'll come back, wrap this up on a Friday. Jason and John, I turn to FM, ESPN.
I love Sonic, and I've loved Sonic for, I don't know, 28 years. Always been one of my favorite stops when I get hungry. My go-to is I like the popcorn chicken there. You can maybe get a milkshake. The grilled cheese I've talked about is absolutely legendary. If you haven't tried, you got to try it. They also keep adding to that menu.
Right.
That's already, like, again, the most extensive out there, like all the different variety of things you can get. But they're also adding, and they have added, the groovy fries, ladies and gentlemen. And Jason knows firsthand just how incredible those groovy fries are.
Yep, went over there the other day. You know that by now. Took Faith over there, too. I'm not just going to talk about something being good, and I haven't gone over there and tasted it for myself, and I did. I put these fries at the top. I really would. We might need to be having groovy fries for the rest of our lives. They're fantastic, made to hold more sauce between those grooves. Perfectly salted. You know how important that is to me. And then that groovy sauce. It's creamy, mildly spicy. You'll love it as well. And here's the best thing about it. You can get any size of these groovy fries for a dollar. Small, medium, or large. You may go large. Make it a big weekend. Make it a Father's Day weekend. Right, with groovy fries for Dad. He'll absolutely love them. And you can tell him. Well, it was all Jason and John told me about those groovy fries on 92.9 FM ESPN. That's it, baby. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Obviously, tonight we could be saying goodbye to the NBA season. They put a bow.
It's fine. In a couple of weeks, we'll be talking draft. And
that's
all
right.
That. So it's
that's
really,
right.
It won't be done.
No, you're right. I mean, we'll be
and
right
maybe
back.
Maybe some trades.
Could be some trades. Could be a lot of things.
Figure
man.
Out something with the center. Maybe it happens as a draft night. Maybe not. But
yeah.
Maybe it does. Never know.
A lot of things could happen. You know, to keep before you know it, summer league will be back. Right.
Right.
the Olympics.
So we have that.
We'll have a lot.
That'll be different, having the Olympics.
No Caitlin
summer.
Clark.
Don't need her. Would have liked to have had her.
Right.
But we'll be fine.
We will.
I'll just watch the men.
Well, we'll see about that, won't we?
Hmm?
We'll see about that, won't we?
Since Caitlin's not going to be there?
I'm just saying, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I have to compare. I mean, you know how I am with the men, right? The men, it's like, it's the thing that as an American, it is the piece that I simply will not take less for, which is winning gold in basketball.
Yeah, well, this ain't the FIBA, man.
Thank God.
With all due respect.
That was a disaster.
This ain't Jaron and them.
No, this is exactly. This is the Olympics, okay?
Exactly.
Time to shine. Gold only.
Dude, LeBron's been preparing for this.
Yeah, no, this is it, man. This should be a domination much to the, you know, much like the Celtics.
Steph gonna go off, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, well, his first Olympics.
We're gonna body these folks.
Yeah, this is the non-negotiable for me.
And we owe your German team, don't we? Is that who it is?
Germany.
We
about
owe
to get
Germany.
This. Yeah. They about to get this red, white, and blue.
The real red, white, and blue.
The facts. They about to get it. And we'll be handing out fades all month in Paris. Don't worry. It'll be a fun time. I'm excited about it. So, anyway, season may end tonight in the NBA, but lots of basketball still left to come. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Brevin Knight for joining us on the show. And thanks to Anthony Saint, as always. Jeffrey and company next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone. Turn FM, ESPN. I love Sonic, and I've loved Sonic for, I don't know, 28 years. Always been one of my favorite stops. When I get hungry, my go-to is I like the popcorn chicken there. You can maybe get a milkshake. The grilled cheese I've talked about is absolutely legendary. If you haven't tried, you got to try it. They also keep adding to that menu.
Right.
That's already, like, again, the most extensive out there, like all the different variety of things you can get. But they're also adding, and they have added, the groovy fries, ladies and gentlemen. And Jason knows firsthand just how incredible those groovy fries are.
Yep, went over there the other day. You know that by now. Took Faith over there, too. I'm not just going to talk about something being good, and I haven't gone over there and tasted it for myself, and I did. I've put these fries at the top. I really would. We might need to be having groovy fries for the rest of our lives. They're fantastic, made to hold more sauce between those grooves. Perfectly salted. You know how important that is to me. And then that groovy sauce. It's creamy, mildly spicy. You'll love it as well. And here's the best thing about it. You can get any size of these groovy fries for a dollar. Small, medium, or large. You may go large. Make it a big weekend. Make it a Father's Day weekend. Right, with groovy fries for Dad. He'll absolutely love them. And you can tell him. Well, it was all Jason and John told me about those groovy fries on 92.9 FM ESPN. That's it, baby. Live free. Eat Sonic.
Obviously, tonight we could be saying goodbye to the NBA season. They put a bow.
It's fine. In a couple of weeks, we'll be talking draft. And
that's right.
That. So it's
that's
really,
right.
It won't be done.
No, you're right. I mean, we'll be
and
right
maybe
back.
Some trades,
could be some trades.
Could
be a lot of things.
Figure out
man.
Something with the center. Maybe it happens at draft night. Maybe not. But yeah. Maybe it does. Never know.
A lot of things could happen. You know, to keep before you know it, summer league will be back. Right.
Right.
The Olympics. So
we do have that.
We'll have a lot.
That'll be different. Having the Olympics.
No, Caitlin
summer.
Clark.
Don't need her. Would have liked to have had her.
Right.
But we'll be fine.
We will.
I'll just watch the men.
Well, we'll see about that, won't we?
Hmm?
We'll see about that, won't we?
Since Caitlin's not going to be there?
I'm just saying, we'll see. We'll see.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I have to compare. I mean, you know how I am with the men, right? The men, it's like, it's the thing that as an American, it is the piece that I simply will not take less for, which is winning gold in basketball.
Yeah, well, this ain't the FIBA, man.
Thank God.
With all due respect.
That was a disaster.
This ain't Jaron and them.
No, this is exactly. This is the Olympics, okay?
Exactly.
Time to shine. Gold only.
Dude, LeBron's been preparing for this.
Yeah, no, this is it, man. This should be a domination much to the, you know, much like the Celtics.
Steph gonna go off, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, his first Olympics.
We're gonna body these folks.
Yeah, this is the non-negotiable for me.
And we owe your German team, don't we? Is that who it is?
Germany.
We
about
owe
to get
Germany.
This.
Yeah.
They about to get this red, white, and blue.
The real red, white, and blue.
The facts. They about to get it. And we'll be handing out fades all month in Paris. Don't worry. It'll be a fun time. I'm excited about it. So, Anyway, season may end tonight in the NBA, but lots of basketball still left to come. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Brevin Knight for joining us on the show. And thanks to Anthony Saint, as always. Jeffrey and company next. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.